This is Wade Ranthke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Cornucopia Institute, a nonprofit agricultural watchdog, rates eggs based on how the birds are raised, such as mega farms or those that scratch outside for dinner. About 150 local and national brands are judged at 1 to 5 eggs, the highest mark. 70% of Americans are poor by international standards, living on less than half of the nation's median income. More than 1,800 foundations checked the boxes on their 2016 tax filings, indicated that they were doing business with insiders, but claiming they weren't violating the self-dealing law. About 10,000 private foundations checked boxes indicating that they legally compensated insiders. Starbucks shut down 8,000 of its stores with 175,000 workers on an afternoon so that they could work with 23,000 iPads about racial insensitivity. Meanwhile, minority employees of Starbucks at Miami International Airport demanded higher wages the same day the company shut down the stores. Workers pushed for a $5 hourly boost at an impromptu press conference organized by Unite Here. The airport Starbucks, operated by a subcontractor, did not close for training. Employers win far more discrimination cases than workers, but that trend gets turned upside down when the plaintiff is the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, according to new federal employment case data. More than 70% of divorces filed in China in 2017 were initiated by women, the South China Morning Post reported, citing the Supreme People's Court. About 40 to 50 million Americans have acne at any one time, making it the country's most common skin condition, according to dermatologists. Americans recycle roughly 66 million tons of material each year, according to the most recent figures from the EPA. Irish government has apologized for falsifying birth certificates to make them appear that adoptive parents were birth parents after pressuring unwed mothers to give up their newborns, leaving the children with no idea about their past. Walmart has announced a plan to subsidize college tuition for its 1.4 million workers in the U.S., joining other companies in making higher education a perk in a tight labor market. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathian's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.